This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just ahead of the high-stakes meeting between Presidents Biden and Putin this morning in Geneva, Russia is warning you not to expect much. Here's our Julie Walker.
Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the topics on the broad agenda are mostly problematic. Quote, "We have many long-neglected questions that need to be trawled through. That's why President Putin is arriving with an attitude to frankly and constructively set questions and try to find solutions." He went on to say this day cannot become historic and we shouldn't expect any breakthroughs. The situation is too difficult in Russian-American relations. Peskov says the bilateral issues Putin wants to discuss include strategic stability, arms control, cooperation in regional conflicts and on the pandemic and climate change.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom is urging residents to hug each other now that the state is ending most COVID restrictions. But he says he knows this has taken its toll.
This has been a tough year for all of us, tough 15 months for all of us, all the fear and anxiety that we've all had to work through. And I'm mindful of that stress still upon so many of you.
New York State has lifted most COVID restrictions too. Governor Andrew Cuomo telling New Yorkers to remember the day.
Because it is the day that New York rose again.
New Yorkers will continue to have to wear masks in schools and on subways, though. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous, record-busting heat moving across the Southwest and into parts of Utah, Montana, and Wyoming, pushing temperatures into the triple digits this week and ramping up the risk for wildfires. It may hit 115 degrees in Phoenix today. China says a nuclear power plant near Hong Kong had 5 broken fuel rods in a reactor, but no radioactivity leaked. This is AP News. There's word that COVID-19 cases may have surfaced in the U.S. weeks before health officials recognized them. Here's our Jennifer King.
A new study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases looked at blood samples from more than 24,000 people across the country, collected in the first 3 months of 2020. The researchers found 7 participants had evidence of coronavirus antibodies in their blood. Lead author Carrie Althoff says one of the Illinois cases was infected as early as Christmas Eve. The results do match a CDC study published in December of 2020 that suggests the coronavirus was in the United States as early as December of 2019. I'm Jennifer King.
This organization, the Associated Press, will no longer print the names of those charged with minor crimes, out of concern that those stories can have a long, damaging afterlife on the internet and make it hard for people to move on with their lives. The latest from the AP. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.